Yeah, that's right. California?
Yes. Just to go back around, so that this is a focus of perspective. With that said,
Dean was there, huh?
Yes, Dean and I got sent on a Friday afternoon, the day after the Senate passed the resolution for the select committee. Then we come out the weekend to talk about the
Right.
And we got the airplane and we went.
That was a whole, our issue.
Sure.
I ordered that.
That's right. So, we had two meetings.
Just wanted to be sure the president's trying to get an investigation for Senate.
I think that was, yes. I got that loud and clear because our bags were packed. We were in the hall, we were thinking what we did, and the front of the weekend. We were able to divert it to the airport.
So you want to go to Auschwitz, what happened there?
Well, we had two meetings, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, several hours each. One up at Ehrlich's office at the compound, and the other one at the college, Holocaust.
You didn't see me.
You were there.
I was voting, but they didn't.
So it was helping, you were, this was actually what it was.
Brainstorm.
Was this, all right, you guys, the committee is for, they got, they passed the resolution. What, are we ready to?
Instead of first of all. All right.
And the answer was, we're not. So we had it organized, we're not set up for it. We, you know, we're, well, yes, we've been working on studying, but we did have the organization, we had people who did trial books and research and this kind of thing.
Right.
So, but I'll see what we expect, we've got everything, television, I think we're ready, what kind of thing we're doing about the different council again. But the first, very first thing was, well, isn't this, I think, a job for the committee? The White House can't be answering today, it's aimed at us, but through the committee. So the committee's got to be set up, no mistake, and hire people, lawyers, researchers, questions. And I remember the first thing that someone said was, well, have you had a lot of input to John Mitchell, is he back in plans, is he at the committee under control? No, back in New York, practicing all the interest at all. Well, Nick, if you would practice this meeting, could you go up and see him and fill him in on this whole damn thing, and then have to do some things, such as hire people, do some things to this group, spend our time here.
Right.
But it's a lesson. And so that, that's, I recall that was set up the first day. Now, with all this kind of discussion, but on the second day, I don't know the exact words, there was a reference to Dean, to, by the way, they need more money for those funds. And, again, he raised, I'm paraphrasing it, said, I don't know, maybe, it's Mitchell's turn, maybe he gave him something. This is the first time I think that I ever had it. What, who was it going to?
Dean said, they need more money.
And
your recollection is early, but so does Senator LaRue.
I don't know if the president of Holden or,
Or even Dean.
Yeah, LaRue handled or something of that sort. And it came up, Mr. Weatherman, John Mitchell, and someone, I think John, this procedure, said maybe Ron Holden did it sometime. Oh, he can always get all the glass of wine. All he has to do is ask Ron Holden about that.
Well, now on that, money for what?
Well, I didn't ask.
That's the point.
But I suggested that, that LaRue had that time. There's some, so I suggested, take him here, up there, tell John, and he'll relay this to him. And I didn't react or think about it particularly. See, 4 days later.
But as far as that conversation is concerned, I'm just trying to get it, you know, in the terms of the early, all those participants, they did. Dean says they need more money. I presume that they say they need more money for attorney's fees or what have you. What are they, or was it a payoff to do something else?
No, he was sad about that.
That's the important, that's the important point.
Yes, sir, it most certainly is.
And Dean may have come over the board.
The question is, what was the, was there prior knowledge about it earlier? Yeah, my lawyer said I'm an adversary in a conspiracy.
Yeah,
he thought, huh? He said, what do you think you're going to look for here?
What would you say on that?
Yeah, I would have said that, first of all, I didn't tell him to do it. Sense that I would have called up the
it's a trip in the yard.
It's a trip in the yard. You've got to request.
You didn't really, that's the 2 or 3 cents, it just didn't strike me that way.
A little bit, but I, a little bit, the way you were
talking. Well, yeah, talking to the guy.
All after the fact.
Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid I wasn't thinking the lawyer should have, if you're on a kind of a relationship side. If a commitment is that he's going to raise the money later, doesn't change it, it's still obstruction of justice.
Yep. And if the purpose is to keep him from trouble.
Sure.
The question is, if the purpose is to help a man who's in trouble, you can do that, you can't keep him from trouble.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
It is, but who's going to believe we want to help these guys who are both sorry about it?
That's the point. It's
hard to work, you know. And the pattern is very disconcerting on this.
That's right.
And now, the point is that there was some knowledge of what that money was for, because it was just taken for granted that the rules had to get on the bicycle again. George Bush told me, quite a bit about it the other day. Here's the playground. That's exactly what was going on. I'm sorry. He's in a party in Paris, and I'll come over. And he got me in a car and said, they're asking me for $30,000 to commit. Yeah, I think I'm pretty well done at the moment. But he said, trying to raise a fuss with these water meters. And come figure out that George, what that is that all about? He decided that to me. He said, I don't know what that kind of, but he said, you know, he said, like so many people listening to say, lay it all out.
That he's worried as hell. We all are. But yeah. We should lay it all out. That's what we finally done, I guess.
Well, they're not satisfied with this money. The key thing is, I don't know what the current interpretation is, but it's about $350,000.
Which, that undoubtedly went, it seems to me, to LaRue. We don't know if it's returned, but it went to LaRue, got it as an agent, according to all the nation. It's many, but on the other hand, it's cash and all that, but it went there, and they should certainly imply that all of them proved it for that purpose. I mean, that's what they're trying to say.
And those
that's all that's vulnerable.
Yep. According to that so-called testimony, Scott said that I did it, I decided myself to take the money. Well, that's not good. Too vulnerable. I don't happen to know, and maybe I don't want to know what the knowledge was of the procedure for raising money and the purpose of it that was referred to as
the the last one concerns me only because it was mentioned in my presence. It should have done, but nevertheless mentioned. I must say that's what really triggered my own then I raised the critical point, how much is that going to cost? Aren't you paying $1 each month?
This was in a recent session.
Almost the last one I had with.
Where he said, could you repeat that what he said?
He said, if I recall, it was that he was talking about the problem. And I said, the problem is this man. Well, what the problem is the instruction. I said, well, what life was. Well, for example, Pittman and Stephen spoke to me.
Yeah.
But after that, he called me. From what I
thought, he didn't tell you that before the fact. He told you this happened. I got you a little.
No. Only before the money was raised.
You mean at the time that I was at a great meeting with you and Stephen?
Yeah. How did we talk about it?
We talked. The first two major executive privilege on our approach to this thing.
Yeah,
that's
kind
of the third meeting, nothing like this. A general question of what tactics, what should we do about the parent?
Yeah.
Dean has some ideas such as, we let a child, the other senators, to put their campaign records at disposal.
Yeah, he wants to take that message.
Yeah, and that we might get some kind of material with Bill Sullivan. Now, these are all technical things.
Yes, I forgot my Sullivan. Yeah. He got a report from Sullivan. I didn't think it was very good on that.
And then we talked about maintaining a strong position of separation of powers.
Yeah.
But we never got into any actual.
So the money that was raised with me, I mean, where all of them was there, raised this point about this.
The demand was still open, but Bill, when they made Has anybody taken this from the worst light and looking at it? If there is, now, let me put it by step. There was some knowledge of payment procedure or need for money. We're talking to the council, but I'm not trying to make trouble for anybody. I've been with it.
But then, I could have told somebody.
No. What I'm wondering, very frankly, is they were on that. They're on this truck. This case they're trying to make, I think, is that either Haldeman or Ehrlichman or both got a knowledge of that approved and perhaps helped the instruction of the
lawyer. Right.
That they wanted to keep this, it's coming out and they're trying to protect you. And in this desperate situation, they said, all right, go ahead and pay them off. If this is the case they're trying to prove. I don't know how much of a case they have. John mentioned that they discussed in another meeting where he thought it was for Hunt.
John Irving.
Yeah, John Irving, excuse me. That he thought this was for Hunt. Otherwise, that was going to start running out of it for lifetime. Somebody in this place that it was not an obstruction thing. It was a case of giving up some funds, so he was trying to get that money this way.
And the dean mentioned that for
him? No, John mentioned this to the business. I'm trying to think what they have against him. I don't know where he got that, but John Dean was getting information from the U.S. Attorney, told me.
Yes, sure was.
Through his lawyer, who's very friendly over there. He showed me a piece of paper. Close to 3 days before he, well, that weekend before he went over. I guess we didn't write about something else. And he said, I've been talking to my attorney, I'm summing up what they're doing over there. He said, here's what I see, and he had listed the indictments. He had Elizabeth Mitchell, the dean, the rule, Margie Little Crevice, and then he had her and called them, Colson, Strong.
Some of this money thing, Costner, I didn't know that, the house. And the question of the dean said that a lot of Costner remembers some sort of thing. He said,
yeah. It's up right. By the way, we got it. They have, there's a money problem, I can't call the exact word on it. And they're very good lawyers. So, they need money. I've got too much time, or it's urgent, something like that. One of the two in the bond or John said, well, can LaRue get go on his rounds and raise him? I can't remember beyond that. Whether somebody said he bit the bell too often, or he shouldn't, or LaRue was questionable, or I don't know what it was. And then perhaps the language, the word that you made, said that sometimes God, whoever it is, I think it was procedures, said all he has to do is ask Nelson Rockefeller and he had half a million dollars than he wants.
John
Irving said that. And so I said, well, Dick, when you see it next week, why don't you tell him about this? Friendship is my problem. It's not theirs. Just for this four-state purpose, and I spent 5 hours with him. I was there. Bud got up and asked my question. I spent reviewing the whole global state. Over the committee of her. They do
the now, the other fact beyond that,
so about replace in his account or an escrow that he wanted to and say, this is black man. I said, it's a black male. I know every you talk to, whatever you're doing. Tell him, touch it. Let this guy.
That's exactly.
And that he reported to me.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me. I said, this is black male. What is wrong with him? At this point, he can't stand it. He's not going to say anyway. If we do this, it's going to come out there. It's going to go on forever and so forth.
What about your communication with the team now? He's obviously on out of state.
know with others.
It's not even going to be much of a matter of conversation. Dangerous.
I don't think you would talk to me. The press and the other people that I to happen. The truth is now out. I am satisfied that the indictment is that it does not offer the possibility of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. The Attorney General has examined the entire situation and has agreed to dismiss the grand jury. The case is a doubtful one at best. And trying to get on to other things to get this case resolved. Now, you had a little symphony of support from people like Mansfield and even Humphrey. Everybody wants to
get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Everybody wants it. Sorry, not to touch the president. And by the way, nowhere, nowhere do I run into anybody who thinks that's you. But it's your raising hell with what you're trying to do. And the
other time, me in the sense of, because I don't want to touch people. We're Dean, after all, we had these long conversations. And as the thing began to unfold, and particularly when he told me about Hunt's demand,
well,
that
I should have discussed with you experts. You had a reason for it. I was watching the day, so I heard that we were talking to you. We were wondering when should I try to get the release. I was meeting with Zane Lerman, at John Oliver. And I thought we should go pretty quick. I was also afraid of a headline, like today's headline. I thought you would have been on the front of the camera, which you did.
We moved about the right time.
Yeah, and then you had that big sentence, six and ten. We did it, but it was just right.
I suppose I should have walked out. Looking bad at the mountain, Dean told me about 48 years that he demanded a hunt today.
No, but let's know if he's not able to. Do we know whether he's discussed his conversations with me?
So he has.
I should have confessed to our pretty far from being with him. But it was state. Are we getting any information as to what's going on over there? Could it find you to scare anybody?
No, Peterson talks to me, but I don't know how much he knows.
Especially because of what Dean said. Next bit of now effective, let's say the LaCosta problem on a car or car. You had no problem, but not really bad
enough. He was going to do the 40.
Oh, are you had effective thoughts of you? What do you want to suck you? Did you? I remember you went off to the year of hungry at 30. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You went off to the employer. I left around 9:30 and I saw the Secret Service man standing. He looked back here with a little bit. I said, yes, but he was.
You said I was going to set the things that we, 2 weeks after Dean told him about 40. But I must say, in that period I was undertaking the
amendment. Sure. And it was an unsupported statement to be made, but it triggered you into action. Because your statement said it affected March 21st. I took a million tests of the investigation. And my gosh, I don't think we have any problems. I had a problem. You described that conversation with me. Which I should have gone to early from my home and said, do you tell me the trial?
Well, no, you did the right thing. I think you're a lying there to say you said it was a black man.
That's
right. And that conveyed that. And you, I guess you could say you understand, you conveyed that. The president totally agreed. That's what we agreed. Yeah. And that was a road that you couldn't go down. You just couldn't keep kidding ourselves on this thing. I frankly didn't know what the price had been paid on for it. That's the first time I really knew they were paying off. I really didn't know it. I didn't know about the treatment. All of it has been great, though.
We never.
All of the people have been great. They don't bother. Hell, I was ending a war and doing a few other things.
Everybody in the country knows that. And everybody, the news about the German wall of my belt, that they did build a wall for you, and they weren't taking you against the situation. And they took, and they let things happen, and I can understand that. I was right in the periphery. I had the rest. We had a tough situation, it was too bad, but they didn't get to you. I don't think anybody
thinks. Thank God I didn't know. No, I'm just thinking that somebody had told me about this thing before. I would have said, wait, you should have imagined what the hell your mother and dad were ready for. Which I probably wouldn't have occurred to me thinking about it at all. I was the most amazed, first of all, and I was bored. I must describe what he phrased. That's just really.
Oh, wait a minute. For a long time, you thought it was a little.
Sure, you know what I thought? I couldn't believe John Mitchell was out there. I thought it was the nuts. Like Liddy, doing the whole damn thing, and had the money, but exceeding their authority. That's what I thought there.
know what?
That would be a comment to the business of the, well, it troubles me about the whole goddamn thing, is the obstruction thing. And the obstruction thing, I don't know if it's had now all that much effect, but it's all coming out.
Well, I do think the thing that we have to, whether there is any other peripheral efforts that would bring a stick like that. But anyway, I have been in the White House, and specifically calling it an error.
On obstruction.
On obstruction. Because this went on all summer, it went on all over.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. On the first day, I mean, these fellows have, were arrested, didn't have any lawyers turned up, they never had a money problem.
But that's fair enough. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm getting lawyers for the men. Well, I think these were not our, we just hoped that they were, following a detour, and they were ultra lotteries. They were,
well, I mean, the knowledge that it was being done.
Well,
I mean, the
knowledge is one thing. Well, let's say knowledge. It was a felony. Any money to obstruct justice would be a felony.
Well, I understand. No, obstruct justice is one thing. They're getting them attorneys before they were convicted. I don't think that's another thing. Getting their attorneys before they were convicted.
Well, all right. But the point is that, I guess, paying us for these folks are getting it. We've read about the,
yeah,
about
the
emails, yeah, about the, the judge saying, I don't believe you didn't know where it was coming from. It was, I think, funny being, it's sort of funny just being cash with me. Hey, I suppose this would be $150,000 if it's for that purpose, that's what I'm assuming. Everybody else is assuming. It's a question of knowledge, and knowledge in a whole other person or more, without action, it's probably illegal. I'm certainly, and, I don't know. The budget shouldn't have to worry about this, at least. But here it is. Now, this notion of a treaty, get the whole thing over. It's a little coming together here. So, review at this point, since before the world, and I think
there are many there.
There are some, sure. But, well, there are some. But I think there are enough here, possibly, to. This is going to give us more fun. To work out a pretty rough solution from the standpoint of the executive branch. But one that excludes you personally, one that causes embarrassment not so much for evil or law-breaking intent, but ineptitude. And with that, I bet it's a long shot, but that would be to see. Let's get on with that. I don't know what other evidence there is on this structure. Knowledge and possible approval. And that should put friends of rule and doctrine at this point. For my last instruction, that also every little thing that I said is troubles to my people.
It's true. You've got the murder to people who are now food. You're on the best of water, so. I think he's lying to himself, sure. He was really running the show.
Yeah.
You know, I totally remember when he came in there, John, who carried a hell of a load of mail this thing, which is true, but I refer to the load, I didn't know, what the load was. I thought he was just keeping everything together, and I'd say, you know, whatever.
We can't just let go of that, say he was lying. We really should wish I didn't know what he was saying, because yes, we probably can tell this to produce all the approval for this or that action.
Yep.
Dates have coincided, diary entries.
I don't believe it would serve his interest to go so far as to attack the president.
No. I think that.
I don't know how he feels about it. I think I've been relatively considerate of
him.
He wants to fire all of them all early, and I understand.
Yeah.
So that he goes down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, what do you feel about your family, Alistair? How does he feel about his relationship with the president?
The problem is really shifting. If his feel is as visceral or as principled as people like Lynn Gavin, I think John is strange, but I don't know much about him.
DVD?
Yes.
I know.
We saw what happened to Pat Gray. And I haven't
Gray.
Well, Pat Gray had a couple of big two votes to be just joking and doing his presentation.
So what do you mean, Peterson?
Well, I just wondering whether Peterson is the one that makes the decision. What his role is, I'm afraid that he may come in. I wish we could find out what he has said, because he may say that all during the trial itself, and during the grand jury investigation, Mr. Peterson was telling me what's going on in the grand jury room. It certainly lends a bias of confidence. The criminal division has talked to a lot of the prospective defendants to be telling everything, but it turns out that even the situation was set.
You think about it, think about it. Without telling anybody in the situation, whether or not they handle circumstances, do you not get off?
And plus, it's not right, so we've got to say, we've got to see what say. And morally, I would say this, but it would make me feel a little better. What happened to you was a silly, not dead, burglary exercise just to get started over with some ego, just like the book, the thing comes in office and it's done. That's a series of, as you said, the cover-up is worse than the
right.
And no one had an evil intent. They suddenly had a situation
right now. They were trying to say
we should not be this. This election should not have been lost. We don't have to because there's a damn fool broke into the
right.
So we can rationalize to whatever that issue from changing the presidency might not. So the moral thing is that people went right along with it. I can see that. I see the progression myself, the gradualism, and you take it step by step. So that even Dean, at heart, a criminal, he's a criminal, he's only a young man. John Rue is not a criminal. Another Mitchell is not a criminal. I think he's been sick. I think Rue and Mitchell.
Wait, he's quiet.
I think he has not been sick.
Oh.
Right.
Anyway, this is something to think about in the interview.
And I will. I'd like to know what. Would you think about Peterson? I'd like to know more about whether I don't want to see a headline. Peterson was collaborating with me.
Mr. Peterson.
The man who called in here on Sunday, and now Flat News has disqualified himself, and the top prosecutor turned out to be a bit. Now we hear this young man who's the first Mr. Dean, and the contest is one of those new elements. Adds to the coloration. Like, seriously.
As far as you say, if you're in a community, so you're trying to buy them all.
And do I want to sort of sit down with this and think it through? Because we all know, first of the good in it, no problem. That's not true. John Mitchell, I'm afraid, was some many of them. But the presidency, Dean is the key.
That's right. He was crazy making the goddamn report for me. He's the one that I relied on.
Okay. The man who made the report was the
one. It was not written by a Zorro report. Ziegler would ask before every press conference, not John. Anybody want to ask him?
Right.
He said no. I think it was true. But that was not with regard to instruction.
The whole thing is instruction. Well, I would like to
give
the report to you back, maybe on the this holiday
tomorrow or noon. About
noon tomorrow.
11 o'clock. So I'll
put you on the
phone.
I'll be on the phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.